satisfying the itch to update tech. It hits all of us at some point in some way. And with us to talk about the right way, digital and social media strategy expert Scott Kleinberg. Good morning, Scott. And it does seem like every time a new phone or a smartwatch or a laptop comes out, some people just can't wait to get their hands on it, including Mrs. Surratt, I would add. Others are a little more cautious and maybe even stubborn about upgrading. What's your take on all this?
Good morning, Bob. Well, you know, it really boils down to two main personalities. There's the early adopters, and those are the people who love the latest and greatest as soon as it hits the market kind of tech. And then there's the steady users, for lack of a better term, the people who prefer to maximize their current devices until they just can't anymore. And I would say that both approaches have their merits, and it's worthwhile to talk about when it really does make sense to upgrade.
Which one are you? Which personality describes you?
Oh, boy. You know, I'm a little bit all over the map on this. On one hand, I consider myself an early adopter, depending on what the tech is. But on the other hand, I'm really, really cautious in updating the big things like my phone, computer, tablet, watches. And I do that when the time is right.
Well, why don't we start with early adopters? What are some good reasons for rushing to upgrade your phone, your computer, or a smartwatch?
Well, you know, upgrading can bring significant improvements in performance. Nowadays, there's faster processors, battery life is better, cameras are enhanced, and there's more advanced features. So, for example, a new smartphone may offer a higher resolution display or stronger security features like Face ID. Another reason is software support. New devices will receive updates and security patches more reliably, and that overall keeps your device safer and more efficient. And then there's compatibility. If an app or a service that you rely on requires the latest operating system or hardware, then upgrading is going to be necessary to keep things running smoothly. And those who rely heavily on tech for work or communication, they might find that those upgrades improve overall productivity and the overall experience.
And if you're one of those people who go a long time between updates, the differences between an older and a newer device can really be like night and day, can't it?
Oh, it really can. I mean, I wasn't around for the Switch, but I can only imagine that that's like what it was like going from black and white TV to color. You know, it's like that wow moment.
Yeah, there are definitely practical benefits. But what about the folks who hang on to their devices for a long time? What's smart about resisting the urge to upgrade?
Well, there's something to be said for holding off. You know, it could absolutely be the smarter move financially, environmentally. You know, tech depreciation is rapid, and your device is worth much less the moment you buy it, like when you drive the car off the lot. You know, waiting allows you to get the most value out of your investment without constantly chasing the newest model. And also, if your current device meets your needs, it makes perfect sense to hold on to it. And from a sustainability perspective, you know, when you extend the life of a gadget, you are doing your part in helping to reduce electronic waste.
Do you think these companies like Apple are really kind of hold off on putting out their products? In other words, they have the ability to produce the newest, the latest, but they want to just put all this out in different stages to make more money. You know what I mean?
I do, and I think that's a part of it. And I also think that habits have changed over the years. I think that, you know, 10 years ago, people were willing to upgrade their devices every year or every 2 years. And now people are like, well, you know, like we were saying before, my device still works for me. I don't really have any reason to do that. So I'm going to upgrade later. And I think they have to really find a balance between those different types of people.
Yeah, you don't really see those huge lines at the Apple store anymore when the new phone comes out. With digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg, let's talk about when it is really time to let go and buy a new device, Scott.
Yeah, sure. So there are two main signs. First, if your device can no longer receive important software updates like a security patch, that's a red flag. Because without updates, your device becomes vulnerable to security risk. It may not support the latest apps too, and that's a big thing. And at that point, you aren't doing yourself any favors. And actually, that red flag is actually my red line. I'm fine with holding off, but once I can't get a security update, it's time to upgrade. And second, if your device's performance noticeably slows down or it no longer supports the features that you rely on, so that could be a failing battery, a broken screen, or apps crashing frequently, then it's definitely time to think about an upgrade.
Are there more software updates, security patches, and so forth, more now than ever? They seem to come quicker and quicker.
Yeah. There's definitely more than ever because there are definitely more security risks, and tech companies have to stay on top of those things.
What about emotional factors? I've noticed people especially love their phones or their watches. They become very attached to them, and sometimes it feels like more than just a device, doesn't it?
It's true. I mean, your devices hold photos, memories, even your health data, and the emotional connection can make users hesitate to replace them. And that's why it's really smart and so important to back up your data regularly, choose upgrades that feel like natural extensions of your habits rather than a big jarring change. And you know, we talked about last time about the need to back up. And this is another reason why backing up your stuff should always be top of mind.
Let's talk about smartwatches. Those seem to be evolving fast. When should someone upgrade their watch?
You know, I would say if your watch starts missing critical health tracking features, because that's what we rely on for heart rate or sleep monitoring, or if it no longer syncs with your smartphone properly, those are good reasons to consider an upgrade. Another one is definitely battery life, though, because as batteries degrade over time, the watch might not last as long between charges, and that can be pretty frustrating. So similar to phones, if your watch no longer receives operating system updates, your apps may stop working, features may not be available. I have actually been on the fence about upgrading my 3-year-old Apple Watch with the one that just came out. And honestly, I'm still waiting because right now that old one is still serving my needs.
And, you know, it sounds like the trick is to upgrade smarter rather than faster. What are your tips for doing that?
Yeah, sure. So first, you know, assess your actual needs before jumping on every new release. Ask yourself, does it really offer meaningful improvements in your day-to-day usage? You can consider buying last year's model, which often has the same features but at a lower price. And if you do it through a company's official refurbished store, the device is probably in really good shape and it'll still come with a warranty. Pay attention to software update policies. Devices with longer support windows give you more time between upgrades. So a device that is no longer being sold new or promoted and is not getting new software could be nearing the end of practical use. But if it still gets support and security updates, that's an important distinction. And don't forget, you know, you want to securely recycle or donate your old devices to extend their life in other ways when the time is right.
Sometimes you don't want to buy a new phone. It's a lot of money. And it seems like these companies make it hard to get your devices repaired easily. Is that true?
It can be true. It depends on what it is, but there's also extended warranties that you can buy. Like if you have an Apple product, you can buy Apple Care. In a lot of those cases, you're really happy you have it when you need it. But yeah, it really depends on what actually happens.
Give us some parting wisdom here, Scott, some tips. Those of us still wrestling with the upgrade itch, some of the newest phones are pretty nice looking. Those ads we see are pretty good.
I do not disagree. And, you know, I would say it boils down in the end to balance. You know, enjoy the thrill of the new technology, but be thoughtful and be patient. If your current tech still works well, your device is secure, you really don't have to rush. But if it's slowing you down or stopping updates, embracing something new can bring fresh energy to your digital life without you having any regret. And what you don't want to do is automatically decide that I'm never going to upgrade, because if I do, or if you say it like that, you'll ultimately miss out on some really cool stuff.
Yes, indeed. That brings us to our Genius Bar question for Scott Kleinberg. And here it is. What is the deal with Windows 10 going away? Do we need a new computer?
Well, I think we just talked about this in a really good way. So here's a very good practical example. Windows 10 is going away in terms of support. And I think it's October 15th, October 14th, something like that. So that means Microsoft is going to stop providing free security updates. There'll be no more bug fixes. Technical support goes away. Your computer will still work. But like we were just talking about, it's not going to get those security patches. It's not going to get those new features unless you upgrade to Windows 11. So the answer to the question is, do you need a new computer? Not immediately, because your Windows 10 will still continue working. It's just not going to get those very important updates. And the question to ask yourself right now is, will my computer take the upgrade to Windows 11? Is it too old to get that upgrade, or can it get that upgrade? If it can, you should upgrade to Windows 11, because then you'll get all the security patches. If your computer is too old and you have to stick with Windows 10, I would say that's where it's like my red line. That's where it's time to say, let's look into getting a new computer, because you don't want to be without those security updates. That's really, really important, because your data may not be safe in the long run.
Good advice from Scott Kleinberg. If you have a Genius Bar question, you can text it to us, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, or you can send us an email. Here's the address, bobshow@wgnradio.com, bobshow@wgnradio.com. Thank you, Scott. Have a good one. Talk to you next week.
You too, Bob. Take care.